Crowded House is on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. It's the Best Mix in the Morning show, and it is your Tuesday edition now of Coffee Talk, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is National Kiss a Ginger Day, a good day to give your favorite redhead a smooch, but only if you live with them, of course. You can always send them a virtual kiss, I suppose. It's also National Hot Tea Day as well. Sounds really good right about now. Thanks to Ben and Jerry's, now you don't have to feel guilty when your dog stares at you as you eat a pint of ice cream. Ben and Jerry's is introducing a line of treats for dogs called Doggy Desserts. The desserts come in little mini cups that are made with a sunflower butter base. There are currently two flavors, Ponch's Mix made with peanut butter and pretzel swirls, and Rosie's Batch made with pumpkin and mini cookies. Is Dry January already over? We're not even midway through the month, but folks are already giving up on their resolutions, including ditching alcohol for the month. But at least they haven't totally abandoned their goal to drink less. Many are opting for a damp month instead, which simply means cutting back on drinking instead of giving it up altogether. Got a brain fog? Go for a jog. A French study found that just a quick 15-minute run will not only give you a boost in energy and happiness, but it'll help you think more clearly and be more productive. Do you love your slippers now that you maybe spend a lot of time at home? Do you spend most of your day in slippers? You want to hear this. The UK apparel company Bedroom Athletics is looking for a slipper tester to try out their new slippers. You'll need to wear the slippers 12 hours a day, 2 days a month, for an entire year. And of course, you'll have to provide feedback on those slippers. And for your hard work, you'll just get about $450 a month or $5,400 extra a year. No big deal. The company is located in the UK, but it appears that anyone in the world can apply. You just need to do it before January 31st. And for those of you who have a lot of success on dating apps or know somebody who does, it seems you might be more likely to cheat. A new study found that those people who do well on dating apps like Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge are more likely to cheat on their partner because of self-perceived desirability. Yep, shockingly, people who think that they're all that are more likely to cheat, according to Science Direct. That's Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.